Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stanfill, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Second trivia and your chance to win free Mr. Hero. Not just any Mr. Hero. Oh no, a 4-pack of combo meals from Mr. Hero. All you have to do is get two questions right within 2 seconds each. 216-474-0092. And if you don't win, or you do win too soon, depending on, we will end up talking about Aaron Rodgers to the Pittsburgh Steelers and whether or not his final year in the NFL could hurt or help the Pittsburgh Steelers. But you have a chance to win 2 second trivia first. 216-474-0092. Your chance for a 4-pack of Mr. Hero combo meals. That's 216-474-0092. Mr. Hero, right now celebrating their 60th anniversary. 60 great years of serving it up for you with a waffle doodle celebration. Right now, get any waffle doodle for only $4.25. Try the bacon and chicken. Try the Nashville hot and BLTE. Order in-store or online at MrHero.com. 216-474-0092. Are we ready to play 2 second trivia?
Are
you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, now you know how to do this first? This is a big responsibility.
Yeah.
You say who they are, where they're from, and then the home of their high school team. Oh. Yeah, huh? Yeah, you thought you had it. Now you don't know, do you?
I got one of them. The other one, not so sure.
If it's in Cleveland, you pick one of the Senate League teams.
Okay.
That's the way that goes.
Okay.
Ignatius, they get enough. I ain't mentioning Ignatius.
They get enough?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Sorry, VASJ. Sorry, guys. You got that beautiful field. No, I ain't.
Right
no.
on the water.
Yeah.
Very nice.
What a picturesque stadium.
It
all
is.
Right. We ready to go?
Is. I'm ready if you
all right.
are.
All
right.
I'm nervous. I got to get all this stuff. I haven't. When's the last time I did the questions? Like 8 years ago?
Oh, you know. When Danny was here last
no,
year.
No, I don't remember. All right.
Here it would have been last year, about a year ago.
All right, here we go.
You ready?
Yeah.
And away we go.
You
first.
Say take it away. No, wait.
No,
you say away
take
go.
It away.
And then,
I
no,
say away we
you
go.
You introduce the caller, and then you say, and then you go, Ken, take it away.
Yes.
Here we go. Go ahead.
First up, Steve in North Royalton, home of the Bears. Steve, how are you today? Are you ready for 2 second trivia?
I am ready.
Ken, take it away.
Who were the Thunder before they moved to Oklahoma City?
Seattle Supersonics.
Ladies and gentlemen, he is in the barn. So you're supposed to say that and put the overly announcerous voice on there. Okay. Are you ready for your chance to win free Mr. Hero? Steve, you ready?
Yes, sir.
Here we go. What news network did my wife catch my son watching on Monday?
C-SPAN.
I can't believe it.
And we have a winner.
Two games in a row. I cannot believe it. I thought these were going to be so freaking hard. I cannot believe it.
Steve, bonus question. You win nothing extra for it. Who came up with the crappy questions that you were asked?
Lima.
No. Yeah. Good thing you already won the food.
All right. Sorry. There you go. Congratulations, Steve.
Thanks, gentlemen.
You're welcome. You too. I hate to be so down when the guy wins. I hit hold. Okay, I hit hold. So pick up Steve in North Royalton. There you go. I thought I had some really good ones here.
You Which thought team? Who were the Thunder before they were the Thunder was a good question?
Yeah. Before No, I said before they moved to Oklahoma City.
You have a couple good ones. They're just further down the list.
Yeah. You thought that was a good question.
I would have started with number 10.
It's 2 seconds. I don't know. Wait a minute. Every guy who calls up this show over the last how many weeks has been saying, I don't watch the NBA. I don't know why you guys even bother with that.
I
so you're telling me that's a bad question?
Everyone that's over 25 yeah, knows who the Supersonics are.
Last time those guys were watching the NBA was probably when they were the Supersonics, and they know when they moved. Yeah,
their
and
final straw was the Sonics leaving for OKC.
I thought the one where I said, name one current Browns wide receiver other than Jerry Jeudy or Cedric Tillman. I thought that was going to be a humdinger.
It could have been. We never got to it. I like number 10. Number 11 would have been good.
What musical group did Lima go see last week? The Wiggles. What city did me and my wife visit a gentleman's club on vacation? Myrtle Beach.
Those would have been good.
I locked my computer, so I had to have Dan unlock it, and the page that's up right now is Myrtle Beach Gentleman's Club. So I'll wait for that meeting.
Yeah. It's show research. Aaron Rodgers says that this is probably going to be his last year. I got more coming up on other things coming up at 8 o'clock, especially about OKC. I want to bring this up, though. Do you think that him announcing that he didn't officially say, like, this is my last rodeo, but he said this is his last ride. This being his last year, does this help or hurt the Pittsburgh Steelers?
I think it helps because it gives them clarity on their situation moving forward. Like they know they're not going to have a quarterback next year because they drafted Will Howard in the sixth round. I think we all know Mason Rudolph's not the guy.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stanfill, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
But they know that they're going to be in the hunt for a quarterback. They know that what they have, and I do think this is a strategy from Aaron that's going to probably push that team a little bit more of their chips all in because they know they've got this guy for 1 year. They're set at quarterback for this year, and then after that, they're back into the wilderness that they've been in for several years.
Well, I think overall, in the grand scheme of things, I think it helps. You're right, because they have clarity on what they want to do in 2026, just as you just stated. But I think I'm talking about not changing it on you, but I think that in the near term and for the season, I can't say that it helps. Now, I wanted to say, Well, he's a veteran. He's a four-time MVP, a future Hall of Famer. Now he's not going to want to just ride off into the sunset, clunking around and sucking up the room. I don't think he gets it anymore. I know, 30 touchdowns last year, 11 interceptions. He had a decent second half of the season. It wasn't bad. He's not as bad as what even I've made him out to be, okay? I don't think he gets it anymore. You know, when you're still not getting there, like if you got it, you know that, hey, you got to sign that stuff. You got to be ready to go now. You're playing the most important position. Yes. And you're playing the most important position for a team that desperately needs you, desperately wants you, and you have to play a leadership role. And they've been suffering through a little bit of outside turmoil here over the last few months when it comes to like TJ Watt's contract and a couple of other things. That team needs you in there to take the reins and be a leader. And when we're wondering in April and then in May, whether or not you're going to be March, April, May, is he going to announce? Will that affect their draft? Will that affect what they do in the first round, second round, wherever? It's something that we wondered if Shedeur Sanders might fall to the Pittsburgh Steelers in the 20s in the first round before the draft. When you don't do that, and then when your recent history has been, hey, I'm going to go to Egypt during training camp. Hey, right. I'm going to go do these other things. I don't think he gets it anymore. And if you lose some games, like I don't think it's going to be what it was in New York. New York is a franchise that easily falls by the wayside. And frankly, it's the same thing here. If he were to come here and do the same thing he did in New York, like, yeah, you could easily see 3-14, 4-13 right there for everybody.
Yeah.
For Pittsburgh, I think you easily see what's failure for them. Well, failure is 8-9. Failure's 500, or sub-500. And not making the playoffs.
Well, I think when you add Aaron Rodgers for them, failure is being who they've been over the last several years.
Exactly. And I'll tell you what, failure is getting back to the playoffs and not winning a playoff game.
Because they've not won the Browns have won a playoff game more recently than they have.
But it's not even just that. It's that this is his last year. And I think the Steelers are an organization that they have somehow built it in with their drafting, with the type of way they build a football team. I don't think they're ever going to be that bad.
Sure.
Now, I think that Aaron Rodgers is the type of guy that can torpedo a team, but I don't think they're going to end up being that bad. Hopefully, because it would be beneficial to us, depending on, because we have two first-round picks, hopefully they end up in the meaty middle and they end up in a purgatory where they don't get to go to the playoffs, but they don't have that high of a draft choice. That would be more beneficial to us no matter what the Browns do this year, because, again, you have two first-round picks.
No doubt.
You can do a lot of things with that, and you can do more with two first-round picks than you can do with one first-round pick. But for the Steelers, when you don't necessarily have that emotion tied to it anymore, and it feels like he's going through the motions, you're falling by the wayside then. And if you're looking for leadership, one-year microwave leadership, it can be done. I think a guy who knows what he's doing, it can be done. And maybe he'll prove us wrong, and he'll show you just how little that actually matters to a guy like Aaron Rodgers being there. But in these last couple of years, being there, being a leader, not a fake leader, which the way he's want to be, not talking about leadership and not really doing it, that cost the New York Jets. That cost Robert Saleh his job. Mm-hmm. That cost Joe Douglas, because people love the draft of Joe Douglas over the last couple of years. And they've put talent on that team, and they weren't able to harness any of it because they had a terrible, terrible quarterback situation there. It won't be as bad as what it was with the Jets. The Steelers are built to protect against that. But it is going to be a colossal failure if you finish sub 500 or 500 or don't win a playoff game, considering, yeah, he's in his last run. He just can't clunk it together and just be out there doing God knows what because it's Aaron Rodgers and just finishing off his career and going and retiring and disappearing as he said he was going.
I think they might need to do more than that for it to not be a failure, considering what the history of that franchise is, what expectations are for them are. Like, I think that they have to win multiple playoff games for this to be a success. And I do think that this is, whether they do that or not, this is something that, knowing it is his last year, is probably going to force them organizationally to reset after this year too.
Oh yeah.
Like, that is the yes. other thing too. I do think you could make the case that him only being there for 1 year is a bad thing, not necessarily only because of the lack of leadership, maybe lack of buy-in for this year.
Yeah.
But because it might cost them 2 years. This year, going all in for this year, or their version of all in, I guess, by having Aaron Rodgers, could be something, unless Will Howard turns out to be an awesome NFL quarterback, which I don't see it.
Yeah, but you're not going to see him at all. I mean, when you talk about, well, we got to see this guy, that guy. You ain't going to see Will Howard this
know.
Year.
You're not going to know. But it's going to cost them 2 years. And as a Browns fan, I like that.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stample, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.